What are we renouncing? We are renouncing our distraction. What are our distractions? All of these arising thoughts, all of these five afflictions, all of these discriminatory thoughts and judgments, they distract us to no end, to such a degree that our mind hardly, if ever, gets a chance to rest. How often are we distracted by just looking at our phone to see maybe somebody has contacted us, maybe somebody has sent a message, maybe something important is happening? How much time do we spend checking our phone? We get distracted as well because of our attachments. Maybe, for instance, we're going to start meditating. Then we think, oh, let me just quickly go and do some shopping. And then I'll come back in half an hour. My mind will be at peace because I've done the shopping. And then I can do some meditation. And off we go to the shops. And when we're at the shops, what happens? We meet an old friend. And then we decide to have a chat to our friend. We have a cup of tea together. And then we chat for 2 hours. Then after that 2 hours, we're going back. And suddenly we look through the shop window and we see something else. We don't really need it, but it would be really nice. So maybe we go ask about it. Maybe we still come home with this as well. And 4 hours, 5 hours later, we come back and then there's no time to meditate anymore. There's no more energy. And before we start, maybe we think, let me meditate anyway. Just quickly squeeze in a quick 10 or 15 minutes of meditation. And then, oh, before I do that, well, let me just have one more cup of tea. So we have one more cup of tea. And then there's really only a little bit of time. And as we settle down to meditate, all that energy that we had that we could have used for meditation is gone. And then we become very dull, drowsy, and maybe even fall asleep. It's also possible that we're angry with somebody. And we're very distracted about what this person did, what they said to me, the inconvenience they caused me, or the fact that they embarrassed me in front of other people. And so we get involved with all of those thoughts. We can't control them. We don't even think to control them. And we get carried away. We get distracted by them. And all that we do is we sit there being unhappy with what's going on, with all of these negative and unhappy thoughts that are going on in our mind. Maybe we are distracted by our worries, our concerns. Maybe we're anxious about what's going to happen to the economy, what's going to happen with the finances, what's going to happen in the future, and worrying about things that we don't necessarily have any control over. And by worrying, it's not really going to resolve the situation at all. But we are distracted by all of these worried thoughts. And there are all sorts of different themes that might be going on, and stories and worries, anxieties, attachments, all sorts of different thoughts going on in our mind. And many of these thoughts, how many of them are productive? And how many of them are just using up our time, our life, and our energy? In fact, if we really investigate all of these thoughts, if we really look at it, we might see how many of these ideas and thoughts are really silly, but our mind makes them so important and distracts us so much. And in this way, we make our life so complicated. Why? We have so many interpretations of what might be happening. And how many of those interpretations are true? How many of them are misconceptions? And how quickly do they change? We might say this, and then an hour later we're saying that. It might even be a minute later we might be saying something different. And in this way you can really see why some people really have so many problems. And so exhausted and so tired. because they're running after all of these arising thoughts, all of these ideas, all of these discriminatory thoughts, all of these afflictions. And it drags them this way and it drags them that way. And sometimes it's not surprising that maybe people have breakdowns. And it can really help for us to investigate the hows and the whys of these ideas, these thoughts, these judgmental thoughts, all of these attachments, our aversion, our ignorance, our pride, and our jealousy. And gradually through our training, as our practice progresses, we start to see that we don't have to grasp onto all of these arising thoughts, all of these afflictions. Gradually, through our practice, we're able to have the awareness to see them arising and the awareness to then be able to transform them. Gradually, we also start to realize that most of the problems we are experiencing are not as a result of the external environment and because of the external objects. They are really occurring because of what is going on in our own mind stream, our own perceptions. Then instead of looking for the answers in the material objects, look for the answers in those attitudes that are tying us or attaching us to these material objects. So we start to observe the perceptions itself. How often when we have a problem do we try and stop it by focusing on another object or another idea? And as a result, we cause another problem. And so, as we mentioned earlier, we run around chasing after objects and chasing after different ideas. Instead of just investigating the idea itself and investigating how these ideas and these thoughts cause problems. Gradually through this, we start to see how being able to try and train our mind can really help us, and how a really tranquil, peaceful mind can be of such great benefit. Now, tranquil and peaceful mind doesn't mean a dull, closed off, narrow mind. It's a mind that's very open and very awake. And what do? We seek the truth, the nature of reality, the nature or the reality of these thoughts. And the more we do this, the more we see that the difficulty comes from the perception, not necessarily from the object. And this perception is internal, it's not external. So more and more, we focus to find the answer, to resolve the problem within our own mind. Try and understand the root of the problem. If we don't, and we chase after those thoughts, those ideas, one after the other, it's like if you have an itchy skin, and you think if you just scratch the itchy skin, it's going to make it better. Maybe temporarily it feels better, but what do? We just aggravate our skin, and that itchy skin becomes even worse. Or after a few scratches, it becomes itchy again. What can we do? Develop, train our mindfulness and awareness. Just relax through meditation. Just look at the thought. Look at the arising thought. Look at the arising emotion. Don't label it, don't label the perception good or bad. Label it as nice emotion, a terrible emotion, it's anxious, it's this worry, it's this demand, it's like this, it's like that. Just label it thought. Every single thought, no matter whether it's positive or negative, is just a thought. And bring your attention back to your breath, or bring your attention back to the object. of your meditation. And do this again and again in a relaxed manner, training your mind to just bring that thought back to the object of your meditation, back to your breath. Or you can just watch the thought, just watch it arising, watching it abide and letting it subside without getting involved with the thought. Again and again, watch those thoughts, watch them arise, abide and subside. Don't chase after the thought, wanting to act on that thought. You can also investigate, where exactly is this thought? Is it in my brain? Is it in my heart? Is it in my liver, my kidneys? Is it in my legs, my hands? Where exactly is this thought?